Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and in episode 527, I mentioned that I would report back on how intentionally being present had evolved and how it was going. Well, that was at the beginning of the month, and first, I must admit that it was so much harder than I thought. It felt like teaching an old dog new tricks. I am such a forward thinker that I'm someone who is always looking at the next thing. And it was really hard for me to be in the moment for a long time. I'm constantly distracted. If we're having lunch, I'm already planning for dinner in my head. It's just what I do. And with that being said, this was a good exercise and really an awakening for me to check myself. This exercise forced me to be more aware, and that was a really generous gift. When I caught myself drifting into future land, I stopped and tried to rein my thoughts back into the present moment. This often happened with a movie that was slow or one of our marathon board game nights. I also have this little boy that is always talking. He is a chatterbug, and sometimes I didn't even realize that he was talking. He's also got a song in his heart, so if he's not talking, he's singing. And again, it's lovely, and at times, I think I was missing it. I had become so used to this. It had just become routine. So this exercise really helped me be present and experience this kind of thing like on a deeper level. So in closing, I have a lot of work to do. And it was also really eye-opening, and I'm going to try my best to keep it on the up and up and super intentional over the holiday season and beyond. So speaking of holidays, tomorrow, I'm going to share with you my big December news. Lucky for you, I am an overpreparer, and what you get in December as a listener of Everyday Happiness is magic. So join me tomorrow as I spill the Christmas tea. I can't wait. And until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.